Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Isn't it amazing what we tell ourselves? You know, delusions like this just blow my mind. But here's the good news. If buyers are talking to you, then you have some credibility with them. Otherwise, they wouldn't waste their time. So let's use your goodwill to do a little myth busting. The big question, how do we disagree with a strongly held belief without offending the buyer who has it? Here are my best ideas. First off, ask questions. Now, my favorites are the why and the how. As in, why do you think this is the best approach? You know, what's the criteria? Or how did you get to this decision? What factors were you paying attention to? You know, for example, when it's time to talk investment, instead of asking what their budget is, ask how they arrived at their budget. This will surprise the buyer because most folks don't ask that question first. But doing so will open the door to discuss what the buyer can realistically expect at that price point. Getting the context behind the buyer's requirements increases your understanding and also creates an opportunity to provide a reality check. Now, this next idea has two steps. When the buyer shares their delusion, do not discount it right away. First, acknowledge the logic behind it. For example, if a buyer has an unrealistic budget, something like, you know, I can see how that makes sense, especially with all the other priorities that need investment. Now, this doesn't make the buyer wrong, so there's no need for them to be defensive. Second, explain the ripple effect that they may not have considered. Something like, well, the downside to that investment is blah, blah, blah. This positions the correction as something that they had no way of knowing. You are giving a heads up instead of a criticism. Now, the goal here is to open up the conversation, to share new information that will influence a change in their approach. And we can create that opening when we don't make the buyer feel wrong, even if they are. I hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.